I'm Lillian Vasquez with Lifestyles on KVCR. Thanks for listening. Today's show is children-related subjects. My first guest is Elena Morris. She's 13 years old and is the CEO of her own company, Zollipops. She's an exceptional young lady that can answer any question thrown at her. She knows so much, including marketing.
Well, we do cost more, but we found that parents will actually pay more if something's good for their kids.
We'll hear all about her lollipop company. Then we'll learn about One Kids Club here in the Inland Empire, and it's free to experience and enjoy. We'll end the show with Tori Green, a high school student who wants to be a famous singer. She recently sang the national anthem at a KVCR event, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about her ambitions. It's all coming up on Lifestyles with me, Lillian Vasquez, right after the NPR newscast. This is Lifestyles. I'm Lillian Vasquez. My first guest is Elena Morris. She is a competitive dancer and feels dancing is a way to express herself. She enjoys acting, but above all, she believes in helping others, and that's what she's trying to do with her company, Zollipops, of which she is the CEO. And did I mention she's only 13 years old? How did the idea come about?
Well, I originally came up with the idea when I went to the bank with my dad, and the bank teller offered me a lollipop, and my dad told me that I shouldn't have candy because sugar is terrible for your teeth. So I asked him, well, why couldn't you make a healthy lollipop that's good for my teeth so that I could have candy and it wouldn't be bad for me? And then after about 2 years of research, plant trials, and taste testing, Zollipops were born.
How did it go from the idea at the bank talking to your dad to a reality? Can you take me through some of those steps?
So once I came up with the idea, I asked my dad at least 100 times, when are we going to make these lollipops that clean your teeth? And he said, okay, well, why don't you do some research? So I researched if there were any other products on the market that have already been created that were similar to what my idea was. And there wasn't at the time. So I researched what kind of ingredients we should put in Zollipop. And I did need some help because, you know, I was only 7 years old. So I talked to my dentist and I talked to my dental hygienist about which ingredients would be suitable for a candy that's digestible, but it also cleans your teeth and tastes great. So once we created the product, we had a meeting with Whole Foods Market for one region, and they loved our idea, and they loved the product. They brought us in.
Did you go through a couple of trial and errors and prototypes till you got what you wanted? And what I really want to know is, who was the first person that tasted your first prototype? Who was your guinea pig?
Our first pops weren't good. They were very dull and they tasted absolutely disgusting. But our first batch was actually made in our kitchen, but we decided that we weren't going to sacrifice our oven. We went to a plant. We went to several plants. We brought our ingredient list and then we ran trials to see which plant could manufacture our pop. We finally picked a plant. I had a couple of product runs, and I invited some of my friends over.
Cool.
And they tried them. They did not sugarcoat anything, believe me. They told me how it was. They were disgusting. So we just kept working, kept making different configurations of products, and we came up with the Zollipops we have today.
And how long did that process take?
From research to finally creating the product and pitching to a store, it was about a span of 2 years.
I know Zollipop is a kind of a family affair. Will you share how you got the name for your first product?
I didn't actually come up with the name for Zollipops. My little sister Lola did. It's actually kind of a funny story. When I was about 8 or so, my sister was about 5. And we were all trying to come up with names. We were all thinking, well, maybe we could call it the Xylitol Lollipop. And I said, Lola, would you like to try a Xylitol lollipop? And she said, you mean a Zollipop? And that was just perfect. We loved the name. It totally just summed up our product. It was simple, and we couldn't believe we didn't think of it before.
And a 5-year-old came up with that. Boy, you must have some smart kids in your family. How is this taste? It's natural, it's gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan-approved, and no GMOs. How could it possibly still taste good? What's in it?
Our ingredients are xylitol and erythritol, which they naturally raise the pH in your mouth, they neutralize the acid, and they actually strengthen your tooth enamel, which takes away the bacteria that causes cavities and tooth decay to grow. Now, they're also natural sweeteners, so they make them taste great. And we, of course, use natural flavors and natural colors.
How many flavors do you have?
We have 6 flavors currently, and that is in our, like, multi-pack. And then we sell individual flavors, and then we also introduced our new mint flavor, which was made for our Zali Drops, which was introduced about 2 years ago. Those are just little round, hard candies, but they're the exact same formula. They were made because we were getting a lot of calls from adults saying, well, we love the product. We would just like it without a stick. So we created Zali Drop. And then after that, we created our Zaffy Taffy. Who doesn't love taffy?
My guest is Elena Morris. She is the CEO of Zali Pops, a healthy lollipop. Who is the scientist in the family? Would it be you, your dad?
So we're all very, very new to this. None of us have ever worked with candy before, especially a healthy candy. You know, we're all just figuring it out as we go.
How big is your staff, and are you the CEO?
Yes, I am the CEO. We currently have 6 employees that work in our office here in Michigan, but then we also have brokers, people that live all over that help us. We also have our graphic designer actually lives in California. Our PR person lives in California as well. So we have a lot of people everywhere that help make Zali Pop a reality. Our Zali Pops are made right here in the USA, right here in the Midwest.
Who purchased your first Zali Pop? Who was your first customer?
Our first customer was the Whole Foods region of Southern California.
Did you try selling them on your own for a while, did you try and sell them to the neighborhood kids at PTA meetings or anything like that? Or did you go right straight to a company?
We went straight to Whole Foods. And then after that came the Ralph's and Kroger, Amazon, and most recently Walmart stores.
Hey, congratulations. You're in the #1 retailer stores. Jeez.
Yep, we're in the #1 food retailer, the #1 mass retailer, the #1 online retailer, and the #1 natural retailer.
You are kicking butt and taking names. So with this experience, tell me, what fun, cool, or interesting thing have you gotten to do because of your experience and of your business?
One really cool thing I did get to do was travel to Paris. ISM is the biggest candy show in the world, and it's in Germany. Because I did such a great job, my dad took me to Paris, which was my lifelong dream to go to Paris. So that was a really, really cool experience.
And why was Paris a lifelong dream for you?
Just because of the culture there. I'm a dancer. I love acting. I love art and theater. I just thought it would be a really cool experience to see all of all the architecture, all the art, all the food.
Are you sure you're 13 years old? You know, because this is radio. I really can't tell how old you are.
Yes, I am 13.
All right. What had you planned to do when you got older, when you were 5 and didn't have Zali Pops? What were you thinking you wanted to be, and what are you planning now?
Well, I've always wanted to work in business ever since I was very young.
Clearly.
When I was very young, my dad read me the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I always wanted to help people. And reading that book, I found that helping people through business is a really effective way. That's really was my initial thought, and I've always had product ideas. So now we really are making a difference, getting to help people. We give 10% of our profits to support oral health education in schools. And then we also have this really cool program. It's called 1 Million Smiles, and it's where teachers can sign up at zalipops.com. Teachers or principals can sign up to get free Zali Pops for their entire school or for their classroom. It's a really cool way for educators to bring entrepreneurship into the classroom, bring a real life science example into the classroom. It's just a really cool program, and it teaches kids to take care of their smiles, take care of their bodies.
So I want to ask, how can your company maybe help kids in my community? What would you suggest?
I definitely suggest signing up for 1 Million Smiles, because we don't only do it for schools, we also do it for organizations like Girls on the Run, JDRF, Special Olympics. So we're partnered with them as well, and 1 Million Smiles is a great way to get a lot of pops, a lot of, information. You know, Zali Pops are really a great product if you don't have access to proper dental care.
What did you say to your grandparents when you wanted to use your savings, what I'm assuming might have been your college savings? How did you approach them, or was it your money to spend as you wanted?
It was my birthday money, Christmas money, all of that put into it, and then my dad matched it. So we came out with a total of $7,500. That was our initial investment.
Is your sister involved as well?
Yes, my sister is only 8, But she's our official taste tester. She helps come up with great new product ideas. And she also comes up with the jokes on the bottom of the Zaffy bags. She's very funny.
Tell me, now that you're a CEO of your own company, how is it at school? What do the kids say? What's the dynamics like at school?
Well, all my friends basically treat me the same. The only thing that's a little bit different is that they're always asking for Zollipops because they love them so much. I'm just treated like a normal kid, which I really am just a normal kid. I just like to help people. Business is my way of doing that.
My guest is Elena Morris. She is the CEO of Zollipops, a healthy lollipop that is good to eat, right?
Yes.
Can you give me an idea of what it costs? Because your candy is good for you and because of marketing, did you have to stay competitive in that price range? Because sometimes things that are good for you cost more. How were you able to work that out?
Well, we do cost more, but we found that parents will actually pay more if something's good for their kids instead of just giving them a sugary bag-for-you lollipop that are, like, very cheap. But that's because the ingredients are cheap and they're full of sugar and they're not good for you. So we're a little bit more expensive, but parents tend to want to spend more to help their kids smile. And then as far as pricing, we go our best bag. It goes from $5 or so, depending on where you buy it. The prices may be different at Ralph's, Walmart, Whole Foods, or Amazon, but they're all in that same price range. We do have this really cool offer right now. You can get a BOGO coupon, so buy one, get one free, at facebook.com/Zollicandy. That's Zollicandy. It's a great way to, you know, get some more Zollipops for your family. And, yeah, make sure to check out Zollipops.com, and all of our social medias are Zollicandy, including our YouTube channel.
You're kind of the young lady that likes it all. Thank you so much for your time. I've enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you. Same here.
Good luck with your business.
Thank you very much.
To learn more about Zollipops and Elena, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles, and you'll find a link. After the break, we'll talk about a kids' club in Rancho Cucamonga, and we'll speak with a teenager from Corona who loves to sing. You're listening to Lifestyles. I'm Lillian Vasquez. Victoria Gardens in Rancho Cucamonga is an outdoor shopping center and so much more. It's almost like its own little city. My guest is Melina Ferraris, who is the marketing director. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for being a guest. I wanted to learn a little bit more about your kids' club at Victoria Gardens. So can you share with me what goes on there?
Sure. Well, we host a monthly Kids Club event here at Victoria Gardens in our Town Square area. Our program is known as VG Kids, and it's held on a Saturday of each month. The dates do vary, so I encourage everyone to go on our website and check out when our next event is. But it typically takes place between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in that Town Square area where we host VG Crafts, activities. It just depends on the season what we're doing.
Give me an example of some of the crafts or activities that might come up during the spring, winter, and fall.
So we typically like to target whatever season we are in. So it depends. If we're celebrating the holiday season, you can find our kids doing making snow globes or having story time with Mrs. Claus. During the spring season, we'll make Easter baskets. We'll have visits with the Easter Bunny. Halloween, we'll do a Day of the Dead celebration in Town Square. You know, on a random month, we can decide to have mad scientists where kids are learning about bubbles or making slimes. So we try to make it interactive and a different activity every month.
Do families need to RSVP or can they show up?
Families can certainly show up if there's availability and enough crafts. We typically have a total of 200 crafts monthly, but we do have events that are ticketed events. That's our bunny event and our Halloween event, and that one is a ticketed event for 400 children. So more information you can find on victoriagardensie.com, and what we encourage parents to sign your child up to be a VG Kids member. This way you get monthly e-blasts that let you know the location and the date and what the activity is for each month.
I'm speaking with Melina Ferraris. She is the marketing director for Victoria Gardens.
We refer to ourselves as a shopping one destination with countless experiences is one of the taglines that we use. We are probably best described as a town center. We have more than shopping here, which is great. We have a big diverse of restaurants. We have a partnership with the city that allows us to have a library on site. We have a Lewis Playhouse, which seats about 500 people. So we're more than just your typical and average shopping center.
So how long has the Kids Club been going on?
RVG Kids Club has been probably for 9 years now. We run the program, something that we started here, like I said, about 9 years ago. And we try to partner with our local restaurants or shops or anyone that's geared towards children. We will sometimes partner with the city or with the library. Or like I said, sometimes we do find outside organizations that we have come and host an event, like a slime making event.
Is there a cost for the children and their families to participate?
There is not. It's a free event for all kids ages 3 to 11. Once they become a VG Kids Club member, then they're registered to receive our information. If they come to guest services, they can also sign up for the program, and they'll receive a membership card, which when they present their membership card at each of our meetings, they will receive a small token of appreciation for showing up. So they can get a pencil or a sticker, or they can get a coupon for a free cookie. It just depends on the month's activity.
What are typical audience sizes that show up?
Our typical audience is about 150, but we typically don't have a problem getting 200 children into the event. Our ticketed events, we had to cut off at 400 tickets, and sometimes we will bring those tickets up to about 450 because of the amount of children we were seeing. We weren't able to fit everyone in Town Square. So we had to, those two events, our Easter and Halloween event, we had to create two events in one day. So we'll have a time slot of maybe 11 to 12:30 and then 12:30 to 2, where we host approximately 200 to 225 kids per time slot.
Got it. Can you describe where Town Square is located on the property?
So Town Square is the heart of the center. We are located between North Main Street and South Main Street. In the area, our two restaurants that anchor us are California Pizza Kitchen and the Yard House.
I think food is always a good anchor for where to tell people to go, because that's how I remember.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Sounds like a fun afternoon or morning for the kids in our Inland Empire community. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
To learn more about the Victoria Gardens Kids Club, visit our website at kvcinews.org/lifestyles. My guest is Tori Green. She's 16 years old and attends Santiago High School in Corona. She recently performed at a KVCR event called In Her Boots, where she sang for female veterans and sang the national anthem. Thank you for singing for our veterans and for attending the KVCR event. How did you feel after you finished the song that day?
I just felt really honored to sing in front of those people. It was really inspiring. It was a great experience.
Where else have you performed the national anthem?
I've performed the national anthem at football games, basketball games at my school. I actually auditioned for the Quake Stadium, and I sang the national anthem there last year, and I will be singing it this year, too.
Can you feel all that energy or that excitement from the crowd?
Yes. I mean, at first, it's a little nerve-wracking, but as I am singing throughout the song, it gets better, and I feel much better singing the song.
And then it's kind of nice to hear the applause afterwards, I imagine.
Yes, it's awesome.
What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you like to perform?
I love all pop music, and right now I'm starting to really get into country music.
Are there any particular artists that you enjoy listening to or performing that you either like their music or you like the way they sing or their performance? Are there any particular artists that you follow?
Oh, yeah. I am in love with Justin Bieber, and I really love, like, Whitney Houston and Sam Smith. They're, like, my idols.
I can understand why you like Whitney Houston. Tell me what you like about Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, honestly, he's a really cute guy. I've loved him ever since I was little. I've been to, like, 3 of his concerts before, and I really love his voice and his music and some of the messages he portrays in his songs.
What's your goal? What do you want to do?
My goal in life is just to become a very well-known singer, and someday, hopefully, I want to audition for The Voice or even American Idol. I'd really love to get noticed one day and maybe even get signed to a record label and make my own music.
So let me ask about that. Have you tried writing lyrics as well? And if so, what would you write about?
I wrote a little bit. I wouldn't say too much. I've tried. It's just, it depends what comes to mind. When I have tried writing, I really like slow songs. I really like to portray my feelings in the lyrics that I write down.
When did you start singing?
I started singing since I was about 3. I would always sing like songs from the Aladdin movie, and even from like first grade till 9th grade, I was in choir.
Do you remember that first time you were singing in front of an audience, and who was it?
Yes, it was at a choir concert, actually. I think I was in probably 3rd grade, and I tried out for this solo, and I got it, and it was awesome to sing in front of many people, family and friends.
And how did you go about choosing what you would sing and what song you would use to audition? Who helped you there, or did you do it on your own?
I actually do voice lessons, and I've been doing voice lessons since 10 years old, and my singing teacher has really helped me like pick what songs are good for my voice and just what really sounds good for me.
And what kind of songs does she recommend that are good for your voice? What artists does she think you should stay within that kind of genre, or what does she suggest to you?
There's a various amount of artists. She really likes Adele for me, or even I've tried Lady Gaga. Now I'm getting more into country, so I'm really starting to sing some of like Jessica Andrews songs or Sarah Evans. She really picks good songs that are good for my voice.
Good. Well, I know for our recording you chose Don't You Remember by Adele. Why did you decide to sing this song?
Yes, I recently just learned this song, and just singing it, I really get into it and put a ton of emotion into it. My mom and my grandma really love the song when I sing it, and so I was like, oh, this is a great song to sing.
What do you plan to do artistically?
Hopefully next season of America's Got Talent, I want to audition for that.
And what's keeping you from doing it? I don't watch America's Got Talent. I have heard of it, of course, but what's keeping you from doing it? Do you have to be a certain age? How's the process, or have you researched that?
I remember I did want to try out for American Idol a long time ago, but you had to be 16 to try out, and now I'm 16, so I want to try out for that. And I know there are some auditions coming up, and I'd like to try out for that. But America's Got Talent, I don't really know what's been holding me back, I guess, just to get at that mature age and show them how my voice has matured, maybe wait a little bit.
Sounds good. So let's say you get the phone call from either American Idol, America's Got Talent, and you had to decide really quick, what song are you going to sing?
I would sing Don't You Remember by Adele.
Okay.
It's such a powerful song, and I love singing it.
Well, Tori, thank you for singing for our vets that day for our event and singing our nation's song. And thank you for talking with me and sharing a little bit more about what you hope to do.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much.
That's our show. If you'd like to hear any past shows, they're at your fingertips on our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles. While you're there, share an idea for a guest or a topic for the show. Thanks to all who helped to make the show possible, including David Fleming, Sharina Wadd, Sean Houlihan, Roger Ashheim, and executive producer Rick Dulock. Our theme music is provided by Ethan Bortnick. Thanks for listening. Join me next week at the same time for Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez. Bye for now.